Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall. We're welcoming to our program our good friend from the Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, the Extension Director, Amy Lucas. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are, too.
I am, indeed. Pleasure to talk with you. It is wonderful to be chatting on a beautiful fall day.
And, oh, I know. It's gorgeous.
And fall is in the air, and that's good news. And I also imagine that means there are things that are going on with 4-H right now. Can we talk about those, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're just coming off summer. We had a really, really good, busy summer this year. The kids are back in school. But we do have a few things that are going on. So, yeah, I'm glad to talk to you about a few of those. One of the big ones we've got going on, as you know, we've unfortunately had a lot of natural disasters going on in our world in the last several weeks. And so one thing that we're going to be doing a service project opportunity for our 4-H'ers and our volunteers and our parents, community members. So we're going to be accepting some donations here at the office to provide some relief for those that were impacted by the recent hurricanes.
So let's talk about that service project, the opportunity there. What does that entail, Amy?
Well, we've got a donation box that we've got set up here at the office, which our address is 90 South Main Street. Mm-hmm. So people can drop off things like first aid supplies, diapers, batteries, baby food, hygiene products, anything like that is appreciated. The other good thing is, you know, sometimes communities get overrun with supplies, which is a blessing, but, you know, you can also make monetary donations, and we want to make sure people don't get scammed when they do that. So, you know, always make sure you check your agency. But we also have a link on our Facebook page, our 4-H Facebook page for 4-H Gives through the Texas 4-H. So there's a link to that, and it tells you exactly how to log on and to give so that your monetary donation does go to support those hurricane victims.
Yeah, and unfortunately, as you said, there have been many of them from Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico.
Devastating. The earthquakes in Mexico. It's just been, we've just had so much going on in the last month. It's been terrible.
But I would think, too, Amy, that it's really kind of a good teaching and learning experience for 4-H'ers to see that the service project and things that you can do to make a difference.
You know, even here and out, you know, a lot of the kids, unfortunately, and even adults say, well, I can't do anything. I live in Sparta. That's too far away. But there's always something that you can do. Yeah. So, you know, whether it be through a donation of supplies or a small monetary, you know, $5 goes a long way when you're trying to rebuild your life.
Our guest is Amy Lucas on Extension Today here at WIFM. Amy's the County Extension Director for the Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking 4-H projects events today. National Youth Science Day.
We have National Youth Science Day coming up in October. This year's National Youth Science Day project is actually called Incredible Wearables. So it was developed by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. It's an awesome kit. We've been doing National Youth Science Day for several years. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a workshop here in the office on Wednesday, October 25th. Mm-hmm. You do have to contact the office to register, but what you're going to get to do is you get to build your own fitness tracker and learn about how fitness trackers work. I mean, our health is so important, and we try to encourage people to, you know, do things to improve their walkability and their cardiovascular health and check your oxygen levels. And so we're actually going to build your own fitness tracker here in the office.
Great. Who gets to participate in this, Amy?
It's really catered out for fourth graders all the way up to 12th graders. So anyone between those ages are welcome to come and attend. Even if you're a little bit younger, we can pair you with some older kids. That's what we usually like to do in 4-H anyway. But this program is really for fourth grade and up.
Incredible wearables.
Yeah. It looks really cool. It's pretty neat. You get to program it, and then we are going to sync it to an iPad, and so it's going to be really cool.
Cool. When you do incredible edibles, I want you to call me back.
Yeah, I like incredible edibles, too. Yeah. So this is going to be a really cool project.
It really does sound that way.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy, are there like award opportunities for youth to apply through 4-H?
You know, there is, and these come down the pipeline all throughout the year. So you kind of just have to stay up on, you know, the Facebook page and the blog and things like that, or contact the office. Mm-hmm. But right now we have what's called a 4-H Youth in Action Award Program, and it's all about kids that have a passion for agriculture, citizenship, healthy living, or even that science, technology, engineering, and math with those incredible wearables and things like that. Really what they're asking you to do is to share your story about what you're passionate about and why, mm-hmm. And there's actually a $5,000 scholarship for your education that goes along with that. So, and then they actually will send you, if you win, you get to go to Washington, D.C. For an awards banquet. So you have to be 16 to 19 to apply for this one. Mm-hmm. But we do have the link up on our Facebook page and on our blog. And again, that's the 4-H Youth in Action Awards program. So, and the deadline's coming quick. It's got to be submitted before October 23rd.
Oh, yeah.
So, but again, $5,000 toward your college education. That's amazing.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. Share your story. That's really important.
Volunteer opportunities. Let's talk about that, Amy.
Well, and fall is a good time. You know, we did come off summer, so we had a lot of stuff going on for kids, and now we tend to focus in the schools and on our volunteers. So we've got a couple opportunities for our volunteers. One is our fall shooting sports and instructors training. Mm-hmm. That's actually going to be October 27th through the 29th at Millstone 4-H Camp, which is in Ellerby. Mm-hmm. There's a link to the registration form online. It's an awesome way, if you are interested in shooting sports and you really don't know that much about it, this is a great opportunity for you to get involved. The other good thing is they teach you about being a 4-H volunteer, because there are certain criteria that, you know, how do you want to be a volunteer? What are some things you need to know? So it's a great way to learn a skill about shooting sports and also to learn more about being a volunteer in 4-H. And then the other really cool thing we have going on is our North Central District Volunteer Leaders Fall Day. We do this annually. This year it's going to be held in Alamance County on November 11th. So, and it's completely free. And we just encourage our volunteers to come out. We provide, there's a lunch that's served, all kinds of workshop opportunities. Just a really fun day.
Get signed up for these. What do they need to do?
Just contact the office here at 336-372-5597. Or you can email me at amy_lucas@ncsu.edu, and we will get you the information you need and get you signed up.
Allegheny County Extension Director for the Cooperative Extension Service, Amy Lucas, our guest. Are you doing any fundraisers for 4-H, Amy?
We are. We depend on our fundraisers to help support our kids to get them to the different programs that they want to attend throughout the year. So right now we're getting our fall plant sale all ramped up. So we're going to have information out on it in the next week or so. So be checking our Facebook page, call the office. We'll be glad to send you a paper form, but we'll have things like blackberries and raspberries, grapes and fruit trees, all kinds of good stuff like that. And again, all that money goes to support our kids and their endeavors that they want to do over the next year.
And the plant sale is really cool too. You get some really neat
things. You get really good stuff at a really good price, and you know that money goes to a really good cause. So
Amy, quickly before we finish, run us through your the ways they can stay up with you, Facebook, blog, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page, so it's Allegheny 4-H on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We also have a Twitter account, so you can find us on Twitter. We have a 4-H blog, so mm-hmm. Allegheny4H.blogspot.com. We've got lots of social media ways. We're getting ready to start up our Instagram page, so we'll have that up and running soon. And then, of course, our Allegheny website, the Allegheny.ces.ncsu.edu. Lots of ways to keep up, but call the office. We're glad to talk to you and tell you a little bit more about what is going on. And we do have a lot. Even though it's fall and things are slowing down a little bit, we do still have a lot of things going on.
You certainly do, and I appreciate you taking some time to spend with us today to talk about all those things, Amy.
Thanks for letting me talk to you about it. Yeah.
It is always a pleasure. I know you do great work there. The office, Allegheny, does a lot of really cool stuff, and with 4-H especially. So thank you very much for all your hard work. Amy, thanks for your time today. Look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks so much, Danny. We appreciate it.
Amy Lucas, the County Extension Director of the Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, our guest today. Folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM. It's harvest time across the Yadkin Valley. And with harvest time, you'll see more large and slow-moving farm equipment on the highways and roads throughout the area. In North Carolina, over 50% of highway accidents that involve all farm equipment result in injury or death. For this reason, your friends at Farm Bureau have relaunched a safety initiative. As you travel rural roads and highways across Yadkin and surrounding counties, you'll see billboards reminding you, farmers ahead, share the road. Generally speaking, the amount of time spent following a slow-moving tractor on a rural highway is the same amount of time that one would spend sitting at a stoplight. Farm Bureau's goal is to make motorists aware of the fact that wide and slow-moving equipment will be on the roadways throughout the counties. So please, be on the lookout for equipment traveling on our roads, and second, when you do encounter farm equipment, slow down, be patient, and only maneuver your vehicle in the safest manner possible. This message brought to you by your Wilkes, Surrey, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.